Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Aleph of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we learned about include: first, the Gemara discusses whether a carbon brought on behalf of somebody who later had a flow that reveals that he was a zav at the time of the carbon can become aided by the tzitz to become acceptable. This leads us to a unique sheet of Rabbi Yosi about how a person becomes a zav or a zava. The Gemara then discusses whether a carbon tamid brought by a kohen who is tamid with tamas ha-tohayim is acceptable. The Daf concludes with a case of a person who traveled on the road and later discovered that there was a dead body lying across the full width of the road. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about in today's Daf include Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. When a woman sees dam in the middle of her cycle, not in the usual time of Nida, for the first 2 days she is only tame for the day or days that she saw the dam. The following day she's watching to see whether she bleeds again. If she bleeds on the third consecutive day, or when a man has a discharge of ziva twice, there is a requirement to observe 7 clean days without any discharge to become tar. In danin kavochemer mahalacha, we cannot derive anything with a kavochemer from a halacha l'moish misinai. Etzim kesaira, a barley-sized piece of bone from a dead body, or a revius dam, a quarter log of blood from a dead body, can make a person tamei.